Joining us now, I'm really excited to talk to Eric Metcalf, a dude that was an absolute baller and on one of my first ever fantasy teams. Went for a whole bunch of yards and touchdowns some money, for Eric. The Atlanta Falcons. Eric, what up, man?
Not a thing.
Tim, you want your you want your cut?
I do want my cut, but I'm glad you guys said, more importantly, I'm glad you guys said it's 1:30 officially you can get a drink. It's 10:30 here, so I'm cool then.
Hey, as they say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right.
Eric, obviously you played a long time for a number of teams, but you broke in with the Browns in the NFL and found some real success on some good Cleveland teams. What do you think of this Browns team? How much do you make a point of watching them?
Oh, I watch them every game. And during the home games, I fly back to every home game because I do a pregame, postgame show on a local channel there. And so I really have to pay attention to what's going on, both on the field and off the field. And this team right here, when I look at this team on paper, they have the makings of a team that can go deep into the playoffs. I mean, I don't know why they haven't figured it out in between the white lines, but they have stars on both sides of the ball at every level. And they just got to figure it out, and they just haven't done it thus far.
So, like right in this town, you know, Washington, you played here as well. The fans are kind of like in a slumber, where things are looking good, but they still think about what was going on for a long time, and they can't get past it. The Cleveland Brown fans, they didn't have a team, and they still were filling up the stadium. How are they reacting to what's going on with this Brown team with all of that talent?
Well, you know, when you talk about Cleveland Browns fans, you know, after watching them for years and years, to be a Cleveland Browns fan, you have to be loyal. Right? To go through everything that they have endured, you have to be loyal. So when you're in, you're in. And so, you know, it's hard for when I talk to Browns fans, it's hard for them to really understand because, you know, the fan in them says, we have a good team, and this is going to be the year. But the pessimist in them always holds them back, like, oh, we're going to be the Browns. We're going to be the Browns. So when they see a team that went to the playoffs last year turn around and come back this year with basically the same players not compete so well in the first four games, it makes it really hard on them. So they go to the Debbie Downer side quickly.
I bet. I'm just seeing some news come out that Nick Chubb is officially ruled out for the Commanders game. Maybe he makes it back for week 6. That's good news for Washington. Eric, you know this Browns team inside and out. Obviously, you can follow Eric on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at EricMetcalf21. You're doing all these podcasts. You're doing all this Browns content. So much of it seems to me to hinge on what Deshaun Watson is or isn't. Is he the problem there? Is he playing better than people realize? Kind of, what is the deal with Deshaun?
I think he's playing better than what people realize. I mean, when you look at Deshaun from a fan perspective, or even some of the media, all they see is highlights or see stats. They're not seeing how the actual game is going. And so, you know, they say, oh, he has the lowest yards per completion in the league. Yeah, but that's how the plays are designed. What is he supposed to do, right? We can say in Deshaun's case, he's been sacked more than anybody in the league this year, and he's had more drops than anybody in the league this year. And so for him to go out there and still compete, he's showing that he's a warrior. It just hasn't worked out. We haven't run offense that has given him a chance to throw for 300 yards primarily because that's not how the Browns are built, you know. On top of the fact that, once again, we haven't had Nick Chubb, of course. There's been no David Njoku. There's been 3 and 4 linemen out each game. So it makes it hard when you're a quarterback to go out there and perform to the best of your ability when you have all these things working against you. So yeah. I look at what he's doing, and he's playing good football. It's not the 300-yard game that fantasy football leagues want to see, but he's going out there and he's playing good enough football to win. You look at, he's had, I think, 3 interceptions this year. 2 of them were tipped off the wide receiver. That should have been caught balls. The third one was a tip by Michael Parsons at the line of scrimmage. And so people have to look at the whole thing and not just look at the stats and what's going on.
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes, like, the stuff he went through, people are going to get past that, and they're going to judge him off everything. But the ultimate thing, as you look at them this week coming into this game, and I know you've probably seen some of Jaden Daniels, how do you think that offense is going to match up with their defense?
Well, the Commanders have been on fire. I mean, you know, what Jaden has done with that offense and Cliff Kingsbury, I mean, it's like the perfect marriage, right? You know, Cliff as an offensive coordinator calling those plays. He has Jaden, who's played that kind of that style of offense in college. They didn't have to really do much. They have all the guys who can go out there and perform in those situations. So they've been on fire. And people look at the fact that Jaden has thrown, completing 80% of his passes throughout the first 4 games. But what's more impressive is that they're running for 169 yards a game. Right.
Yeah.
People because of the way the game is played today, people don't think about that. When you're third in the league in rushing, the passing looks good, but we can always control the ball. And so that's what I think is going to make it harder on the Browns, because this year and last year, the Browns defense hasn't traveled well. And so this is going to be a tough game going into Washington and playing against the offense that's on fire.
It sounds like you think Washington's winning. I don't know if you're – I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Hey, we'll just run with that.
So you got ties here in this area, huh, Eric?
Yes, I do. I went to high school there, so, you know, and my dad finished with the Redskins, who are now the Commanders, as we all know. But, you know, I just like how Washington's playing and on both sides of the ball. And so, you know, the Browns they haven't come together. They you know, they didn't play much in preseason. Offensively, with the team, really doesn't have an identity yet. And so while they're still trying to figure it out, I think this is a tough game for them on the road.
All right. Now that we've cleared up what's going to happen Sunday, I have perhaps a more personal question for you, Eric. We're trying to figure out, when you type in, so the website I go to all the time is Pro Football Reference, right? And you can just search football players that play in the NFL by their last name. But when you type in Metcalf, a whole bunch of people come up. Are you related to every Metcalf to have ever played in the NFL?
Hey, I'll say yes if every Mitchell is related to every Mitchell than every Mitchell.
Hey, I'll tell you this. When I was coming out of college, and they say, do you have any relatives in the NFL? I damn sure wrote Lydell Mitchell, Bobby Mitchell.
That's right.
And then I met Lydell. I met Lydell. I told him that story. He said, yo, where's my cut?
Right. Like I tell everyone, if your name is Metcalf and you played it NFL and you were good, we'll take you.
All right. So your pop played for the St. Louis Cardinals and then a year in Washington, right? And that's when you were here for high school, I guess?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
you went to Bishop O'Connell.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So as far as I know, that's the only Metcalf I'm related to that would be on that list. Now, I'm not saying we might be related to others in some form or fashion, but he's the only one I know of for sure.
So the other Metcalf in Seattle, we're not sure. DK.
Not sure. I mean, I haven't had time to sit down and get my Alex Haley on and search out there.
Well, I tell you, I Googled and it said that Terrence Metcalf and Eric Metcalf are cousins.
According to Google.
Once again, I'm going to sit down and get my Alex Haley on and go through all these roots.
Well, if you got to claim somebody, DK's pretty damn good. So it's not, you know.
Right, well, Yeah, we'll take him. We'll take him. Yeah.
I also found out there's another dude named Bo Metcalf that I've never he never really the level of accomplishments is not on par with all the rest of you guys, so we'll leave him off for now.
We'll scratch him then.
Yeah. He played one game for the Colts in 1984.
Not him. Not athletic enough.
Eric, thank you for the time, man. This has been
a whole lot of fun.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
All right, thank you, thanks, bro. Take care, man. Now you go grab that drink.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
All right, bro.
Eric Metcalf was such a threat with the ball in his hands as a rookie. Went for over 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns.
Before all that, 1988, he was U.S. track and field. He wasn't gold medal and all that stuff.
In Seoul?
No, track and field, not the Olympics. Pull it up.
That's crazy.
You Googling? You just want to find out all the relatives.
Dude, that was crazy. That was fun. Also, hey, P.S., Eric Metcalf's in the Browns Hall of Fame, and he thinks the Skins are going to win this weekend. Just saying. Nobody go anywhere.